Okay, well, we're live. Well, actually live to tape with a very special guest, April Bruckner. She is an actress, comedian, author, TV personality, hosts her own talk show called April in Vegas. She is known as America's successful ventriloquist, and she's here today to talk about her impressive background and lots more. Welcome to the show, April, and I hope I pronounced your last name correctly.
It's actually Brooker, but I'm Brookner if I owe you money. So if you're watching and I owe you money, I'm April Brookner. But
Okay.
if you want to find me, I'm April Brooker, like the sign behind me. And don't feel bad. Everybody mispronounces my name. I lived in New York City for 10 plus years. There was a Bruckner Boulevard. And finally I said, you know what? Yeah, that's my family's boulevard. And it really wasn't. So.
Oh my goodness. You know, I read in Voyage to LA, and just a quote, my childhood dreams continue to come true happily ever after. I love that quote. You are living your passion, your career, but it also takes a lot of hard work. And you were always in love with what you were doing. Like at 13 years old, you wanted to be.
Yes, I did. At 13 years old, I knew exactly what I wanted to be. I was living in a small town in rural Pennsylvania called Bethel Park, and it's right outside of Pittsburgh. Okay. And Bethel Park is famous for the Whiskey Rebellion, and it was a post-Revolutionary War skirmish. And I think like one guy died because he had a heart attack when he heard the gunfire. Okay, like that's what we're famous for. That and the Steelers. So anyway, when I was 13, I knew exactly what I wanted to do because I was a really weird kid. My mother dressed me when I went to school, which made me really popular, not. And of course, my parents were teachers, and they said, well, if you live here, you're gonna have to be a thinker, which means no TV on school nights, only weekends. So I had three channels growing up because I was awesome like that. So anyway, my brother is playing high school football, which was big in Western Pennsylvania. And I know some of the folks, you're in Canada, right? Well,
Yes.
it's American football because I know sometimes they call soccer football. Well,
Yes,
anyway, American football's big. And so my dad wanted to see the local games and he wanted the local sports channel. But if you get one channel, you got to get 40, right? That's the way cable works. So my dad, after arguing with the cable company for an hour, he's like, but I only want one. But Mr. Brooker, you got to get 40. We finally got cable. So fast forward one Friday night after one of my brother's high school football games. We are watching the scores, and with 40 new channels comes like 40 times more commercials. My dad hates commercials. So there was an Edgar Bergen TV special when he changed the channel, and we all tried to talk like ventriloquists. And I had my great grandmother's sideways Irish smile, and I was the only one that could do it. So that Christmas, my mother got me a Groucho Marx puppet, and she stuck it under the tree, and voila, here I am today.
Oh my goodness. Oh. And then at 16, you were hosting April and Friends on so in so many countries. Like,
Yes,
that's just amazing.
as a matter of fact, I was hosting story time with April and Friends because after I got my Groucho Marx, I started performing at the nursing homes and I really loved puppets and I like making things talk. And so anyway, I wanted to do a show where I read bedtime stories to children. And so I was like, well, wouldn't it be cool if I went around the world? And I didn't know a thing about syndication, all right? So I sent them to, I was on 36 states, six countries in the World Wide Web, and it was me and Sweetie Pie reading bedtime stories. So one of the things I got to do was right before I went to college at NYU, I got to go to Hospital for Sick Children in Toronto, and I got to read stories to the kids, and that was really cool.
Oh my goodness. So how does that make you feel? Like you are, I mean, I understand, and you have 38 children puppets. Like, where are they all in, like, do you have homes? I was wondering here.
I can answer this question. Hello, Christine. I love your shirt. You look great in pink, pretty in pink. What's up? May Wilson. So May, she was asking about you guys. Do you guys have homes? Currently, we have a room where April is staying, but I want my own room. Okay, Christine, because it's expensive being me, all right? May, what do you mean it's expensive being you? I need a sugar daddy. What happened to your last one? He died unexpectedly at the age of 97. But May, you should get a job. I'm too pretty to get a job, but we all have to work. You said the W word. Ah! This is what I live with, Christine.
Oh my goodness. Like, I mean, there's like, so you do have 38, right? Is that correct, April?
Yes, I have 38, but I'm the star. Okay, May, take it easy. But we do, in fact, have 38 children here, yes.
Yes. And so is there a lot of taking care of, caring of all your children? Like,
actually, yes. Tell her some of the things you need, May. Oh, every once in a while, I need new hair, new outfits, new suitcases. Christine, it's really expensive being me. Okay, do you know any rich men I can marry? May. Because it's getting a little cramped in here. I need to go solo. Oh, you're going solo? That's right, because I'm the star. Yeah, but it is really expensive being May. She's right. May, tell Christine what you did. I did 9 months in Las Vegas. 140 shows. Holla. That's right. May and I were the special guest stars in an all-female review in Las Vegas. No, I was the special guest star. You were there. No, we were. No, I was. No, we were. No, I was. No, we were. No, we were. No, I was. Wait, God, yeah. Ha, 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 ha. This is what I live with all the time, Christine.
Yeah, I love your dress. I mean, it's just...
Thank you.
Oh.
Thank you. You see, I'm a star. You see... This is what it's like being blonde. It's expensive, okay?
Yes, well, I'm sort of blonde, I guess.
Well, you're totally blonde. You should come to Las Vegas and party. What, what?
Just, you know, I was, I mean, do you make your puppets, April? Like, how, children, like, how do you...
Well, I get some of them custom made, like May was custom made by Marianne Taylor. He makes puppets for Jeff Dunham. And no, Walter won't return my phone calls. Okay. Yeah. And then I had a woman named Marnie in Scotland Pictures to Puppets. She made a few. And then I rescue some. But no, I do not make them myself.
Yeah.
She just makes us talk and put bad, she puts bad jokes in her mouth. That's what she does. May, stop it. Okay, whatever.
I'm enjoying this. This is so much fun to have you both. And but how, can you tell us how much rehearsal is involved? Like, how much do you train? Like, I have, can you tell our viewers?
Well, I practice every day, and I write every day, and I work every day. And I don't have to work at all. I'm just perfect. Okay, April's the one that has to work because she doesn't have the talent of May. You have to work too. And I keep telling you, April, just let me do all the work.
But yeah, so you work every day, right? And what
every
about,
day.
So can you tell us a typical day, April?
Typical day is I wake up and I make sure these guys are ready to work. I exercise to get my brain in gear. I write, and then I practice with them, and then I have some lunch, and I look at casting calls, and then I practice with them some more, and then I take a break, I have some coffee, we practice some more, and then I have some dinner, and then I practice some more, and I practice until I'm perfect, or if there's a show, we do a show, or we do a video, or we do an interview or something, but we practice all the time, and we practice not only until we get it right, but we practice until we can't get it wrong. Well, actually, I'm the one that never gets it wrong, April. You're the one that makes the mistake. You're the one that messes up the joke. And here I am, okay? I keep telling you to work at it.
And I also got to deal with her for part of the day, too. Don't, yeah.
Yes. Well, how do you, you must be very careful with hydration, right? I mean,
oh, yes.
Lots of water.
I'm always drinking water, drinking water, and I'm always making sure that I eat well, rest well, because if I have no voice, she can't talk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. And I have a lot to say. So I say, April, drink some water, because when you drink water, I drink water, and it's good for my skin.
Yeah. You know, I mean, you have, like I said at the beginning, you have an impressive background. You have an MA in writing, and you have
Yes.
a Bachelor of Fine Arts. So all that is transferable skills, correct? And you in comedy, and you everything.
Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, May, do you want to show her our book? We wrote a book where we share our secrets called Don't Read My Lips. Actually, I wrote it.
I'm on the front cover, which is the reason that anybody wants to read it. May, I wrote the book. No, I wrote the book. No, I wrote the book. No, I told you what to put in there, April. I told you what works. No, I wrote the book. I wrote the book. No, you wrote the book.
God, you both did.
Yeah, we both did, May. Seriously. But yeah, it's called Don't Read My Lips, where I talk about not only how I became a ventriloquist, I share my secrets, but also it's directed towards young women, especially about the business. Now, anything you want to say, May?
Yeah, I gotta go meet my sugar daddy, but nice meeting you. Mwah.
May Wilson,
love
ladies
you too.
And
oh,
May
geez.
Wilson. But yes, Don't Read My Lips. And part of the reason I got the master's was I wrote another book called I Came, I Saw, I Sang, Memoirs of a Singing Telegram Delivery Girl. And I'm releasing the second edition this fall. And I had gotten opportunities to pitch that book to Hollywood. And I had never written a book before, Christine. And I was a baby, okay? I was living in New York City in an apartment with no air conditioning. And I decided I want to write a book because I was performing on the street with these guys. I was doing comedy club dates. And I was supporting myself by delivering singing telegrams because, you know, you got to have the day job. And so I wrote the book. And I discovered, while I had no idea how to write a book, I had less idea how to write a treatment or a screenplay or a TV pilot. So I got a master's. And so while I was there, I learned how to write vehicles for these guys. It was the best investment ever. And so not only is this available on Amazon, I Came, I Saw, I Sang, but Don't Read My Lips. I don't even know what my books are called anymore. I'm the dummy.
So, you do so much. I mean, you know, April, you are paving the way for other women.
Thank
I don't
you.
Think if I'm correct, there are not many what you do. Like, is
no,
that...
not very many. And that's why, you know, a few years ago, Christine, I was engaged. And one of the things that got me on the path that I am now was I was going to marry a guy that made me choose between me and my puppets. And it was a very long and terrible relationship. And eventually I chose my puppets. And so I was street performing in Williamsburg with these guys, and some guy snapped my photo. And he said, my girlfriend doesn't always understand my photography. And the next thing I know, I get a call from the casting office for My Strange Addiction. And they're like, hey, the casting assistant's boyfriend snapped your photo. Is it true that you left your fiance for your puppets?
Yeah, I mean, and you did, and this was in 2010, around
yeah,
there?
Yeah, 2010, and then the Daily Mail did a story on me, and the story went from England to Iceland to Italy, then Russia to China to India, then Ghana to Nigeria to Kenya, then from Singapore to Australia to Malaysia, then from Brazil to Colombia to Guatemala. That's right, I'm a celebrity in Guatemala, Christine. And the headline read as follows. Ventriloquist who splashes out 20 grand a year on her puppets that even have their own bedroom dumps her fiance after he says it's them or me. So I thought I found my Mr. Right. Boy, was I wrong. So I'm not looking for Mr. Right. I'm just desperately seeking Mr. Okay. And of course, because I don't have a Mr. Okay, I had time to write Don't Read My Lips during quarantine. But anyway, just wanted to get the name of my book. But here's the thing. Some of my puppets are trying to be my Mr. Okay. You know, are you married?
Yeah. Yes.
So you know how hard the whole dating thing is, right?
Yes. And you have to find the right person that is going to accept you. And in your case, puppets, your children. So.
Oh. Well, hello, little lady.
Hello.
Wayne Newton.
Yes. So
you look like somebody, but you're not.
Well, Mr. Las Vegas's second cousin, twice removed.
Twice removed?
Yes, I've been removed once by Casino Security and once by the Clark County Department of Health.
So, you're not Mr. Las Vegas?
No, little lady. I'm Mr. Almost Las Vegas. Almost Las Vegas, and thank you very much. So, little lady, I'm listening to this interview, and I just want to say that I think that you're swell.
Thank you. Oh, it's so fun. I mean, it's just wonderful to have you, April. I mean, and you know, I've watched your show. And tell us about, so it's a talk show comedy, and tell us more about it.
Well, April in Vegas is a talk show where I interview people, like you're talking to me now with my co-host Steve Dennis, who's the general manager of the English Hotel in the Las Vegas Arts District, or 18B. And then I also have a segment called Dummies on the Street.
And I've been on a few times.
And so where can people see you when you're not on the Dummies on the Street segment?
Well, they can see me performing at the Kroger Supermarket Slot Parlor. But I got hopes and I got dreams. And someday when they get a game license, I hope to appear at Whole Foods.
And so, anyway... So Dwayne's on there occasionally, and then we have comedy at the end, too, like comedy skits where we're like George Burns and Gracie Allen, where we talk about my hometown of Bethel Park.
Mm. Wow. And your costumes, like they match your children, right? It's going on stage.
Yes. That's yes, they do. Well, May and I try to dress alike, especially.
But I'm always in this black tuxedo. And I just want to say, Dunker Shane, Christine Dunker Shane, thank you for talking to me again. Clean up an L5.
What's going on, Dwayne?
I'm still on the clock. Dunker Shane, darling, Dunker Shane. I got to get back to work at the Kroger Supermarket Slot Parlor, Dunker Shane. It's the price of stardom, little lady.
Yeah, I mean, it's so, like, incredible, your voice. You train it to, and like, so you know, we're talking about hydration before, but what else? Like, is there, do you drink, avoid coffee or
oh, I
there,
love coffee. I probably should, yeah, lay off the coffee, but I love it. Are you a coffee drinker?
Yes, but too, if I may say, but
yes,
cut down. Yes,
yep. Oh, yes. I love coffee, and I know I should drink less of it, but I drink a lot of water because I live in the desert anyway. Yeah. Wasn't so good about drinking water when I lived in New York City, but then again, you know, I was always on the subway or something, but yeah, I drink a lot of water.
Well, you know, and the thing too is now you are in Las Vegas. You lived in New York. And LA too, right? Is that,
well, I go back and forth to LA, and I did, and the master's that I got was from Antioch University, Los Angeles, and folks, that's where I got the goods to write Don't Read My Lips. Yeah. My first book, I got it without, like, I wrote that without a master's, and that's the thing, is I learned how to be a writer. I'm like, well, now that I've written a novel, I should learn how to be a writer. And so it's a little residency program in Los Angeles. And so I was there twice a year, like a genie on campus, for 2 weeks. I was in class morning, noon, and night, and I got myself a master's. And so, yeah, I spent some time in California, but I am back and forth between Las Vegas and Los Angeles. And mm-hmm. I did a show in Los Angeles a few months ago at The Crow. I go to L.A. very frequently for auditions. I go to L.A. to film stuff. I go to L.A. for appearances. So, yeah, I'm in and out of L.A. quite a bit, as well as Las Vegas. But I love the West Coast. The West Coast is the best coast.
Yes. Yes, and I was going to ask you, is your show scripted or is it not scripted? You do your talk show, April.
The talk show, it's partially scripted.
Yes.
You know, the beginning and the end with Steve are scripted. Dummies on the Street is partially scripted. And I have the questions with my guests. Yes, those questions are scripted, but my guests, as you know, guests will answer the way that they answer.
Yes, yes. And you know, April, share, you know, some highlights from your impressive career.
Some highlights. Yes. Oh, gosh. So, like, one story that I like especially was, it was when I was at hospital for sick children. And I was reading stories with Sweetie Pie to the children. And for those of you that don't know, that aren't in Canada, a hospital for sick children is a hospital in Toronto for sick children. And it's like a St. Jude in Canada. So anyway, I was doing the show for the kids, and all of a sudden this little boy in a Batman costume runs on stage. And he goes, and so the puppet that I had was Sweetie Pie, and she was a clown puppet. And she goes, "Hi, I'm Sweetie Pie." And he goes, "Hi, I'm Batman, and I'm here to fight crime." And I'm looking for the Joker. And so they're going back and forth, and everybody's laughing. And I'm trying to contain myself because this little guy was a handful. And he's like, "And I'm looking for the Joker, and blah, 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 and this and that." And so finally, a nurse goes, "Oscar, Oscar, Oscar, time to go fight crime. Come on." And so he leaves. And so later on, I find out that Oscar has leukemia, and fight crime means time for chemo.
Oh, that's such a wonderful story. I mean, you make people feel inspired and entertain people. And is there anything, if you weren't doing what you're doing now, is there something that you would be doing instead?
Oh gosh, that's a good question. There are a million things my mother would rather me be doing with my life. But probably I would be like that crazy old tour guide at the museum, because I love history and I love museums. I love old historic cemeteries, and I just love history. That's one thing, is that I love history, and maybe I'll get to be on Jeopardy someday.
You will. You will. And you're on such a, you know, successful career. And I understand you're working on some TV projects, April Backstage. Is that correct? And
yes, April Backstage. That's a special of mine. It was streamed on it had a preview on a television network in the UK. And that's what I did, April Backstage. Yes. So it had a preview there. That was really exciting. And then, but it's just been an amazing ride, and I've worked with a lot of amazing people. And so when you say what's one highlight, it's always tough to pick, because, I was a special guest star in a show for 9 months here in Las Vegas, which was very cool. And it was after the pandemic, and I got to meet a lot of people. I was in Murdered by the Mob in New York City, which is the longest running off-Broadway dinner theater show, which was an amazing highlight. I was a pup. Yeah. And it's a dinner theater off-Broadway show. And they've had people who have gone on to The Sopranos in the show. And that was pretty cool. And then I did a film that was a finalist for Project Greenlight. Because another thing is that in addition to ventriloquism, I've learned hand and rod puppeteer, like the Henson style. And Mortimer, we were just talking about Project Greenlight. Yes. My film debut. Oui. I would be sucked in. No, if I didn't get to talk about it. Oh.
Oh, nice to meet you. I mean, it's
nice to meet you, merci, enchanté, mademoiselle. So, Mortimer, we were talking about Project Greenlight. Oh, yes, mademoiselle, agree, one me of the Z movie. That's right. The filmmaker, Dexter Ref, who is right now on the writing staff of A League of Our Own, on Amazon, says to me, "April, I know how you are with puppets. Could you give him a home?" And what did I say? You said, oui, you be soccer and grow. The humanity.
I love meeting your children, April. It's just wonderful.
So Mortimer, tell her what you do. And we closet monster. A closet monster, but what kind of monster? And we rougarou. A rougarou. Yes, a rougarou. I mean, mythical creature. So Mortimer, anything you want to say? Yes, I am glad to meet you, because before I came today, the alligators were jumping at my door. Wait, so you were having a bad day? No, I live on the Louisiana Bayou.
Oh, it's so. Oh, I'd love to meet all your children. I don't think there's enough time. But I mean, you know, it's just wonderful what you do. And, you know, is there anything else you'd like to add, April? Like, you know?
Anything else we'd like to add? No, I'll let you think of. Au revoir. anything else I'd like to add? Once again, Don't Read My Lips is available on Amazon. Follow me online. Watch for the next season of April in Vegas and watch for the next edition of I Came, I Saw, I Sang, Memoirs of a Singing Telegram Delivery Girl. And watch for April Backstage to be streamed near you in the future. So, and just watch for me. Because once again, I was just in the UK Daily Mail, which I've been in there twice, which is a great accomplishment. Love the people, the Daily Mail, for telling my story. Because the first newspaper article was great. The second hit got me out there, let the world know that I'm still just desperately seeking Mr. OK. But I just want to say, you know, thank you to those folks. Thank you to you. And just folks, hit me up. Say, hey, bro, I want to play with the kids.
I will. And, you know, if people want to get in touch with you, where can they go?
Well, I'm on Instagram at the April Brooker, letting people know that there's one. And I'm also on TikTok at April Brooker. And there you can also see me tea juggle. And fun fact about me, and this is another highlight, I actually got to work with Bob Saget before he died. On a show called Videos After Dark. So, and then you can also see some clips of me, Mae Wilson and Jerry Springer, because we were on Judge Jerry before he passed. So you can see us with two folks that are no longer here. And then I'm also on YouTube, where you can catch April in Vegas, which again will be coming to a streaming network near you in the future. And you can also, and that's April Brooker Comedy, like my name. And if you need to know how to spell my name, it's up there. I know, I'm taking the long way to explain all this. And I'm also on, I'm also on Twitter. I am on, and I'm on Cameo. Yeah, just Google April Brooker or go to aprilbrooker.tv. It'll send you to all the right places.
It was such a pleasure to interview you today, April. And thank you so much for your time. And I love for you to come back and,
Absolutely. You
know, introduce to more of your children, you know. And yeah, so thank you.
Thank you.
So April, thank you again. I think it went well. And so may I reach out to you to get some images and.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Yes. And I'm sorry, I mispronounced your name at the beginning, but we got it correct.
No, not at all.
So, okay. It's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
Call it in Foodie Land, and I'll be in touch soon, April.
Absolutely. And do you want me to send the images to you, or are you going to email me when you need them?
Actually, you know what? Yeah, just send me the images. Just, okay. Yeah, please. And anything else you'd like to put in there, you know, like B-roll or, you know, anything like that. So, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye.